This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Soundtrack, Day 19. Could it really be that simple? Here's Psalm 40 sung to the tune of, O for a thousand tongues to sing. And sing along.
I waited for the Lord my God. I waited patiently, and He in mercy heard my cry, inclined His ear to me. He brought me up out of the pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, there firm to stand and stay. He put a new song in my mouth, God's praise for all to hear. And many then will trust the Lord, who see and learn to fear. How blessed the one who trusts the Lord, who looks not to the proud, nor to the ones who turn aside to false gods all around. For many are your wonders, Lord, things planned beyond compare. They are more than I can recount, more than I could declare. An offering you have not required, but rather pierced my ears. Burnt offering you have not desired, but rather one who hears. And so I said, behold, I come, it is prescribed for me within your scroll to do your will. Your law is deep in me. I have proclaimed deliverance, glad news for all to hear. You know I've not restrained my lips from speaking far and near. I do not hide your righteousness alone within my heart, but I speak of your faithfulness, your truth I do impart. I've not concealed your steadfast love, your faithfulness of old, to the assembly gathered round, I've your salvation told. Do not withhold your mercy, Lord, or keep it far from me. May your great love and faithfulness keep me continually. For troubles have surrounded me, iniquities flood me, more than the hairs upon my head, my heart fails within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me and come quickly to my aid, for many seek to take my life, let them now be dismayed. Let those be turned back, put to shame, who in my harm delight. Leave them appalled and desolate, who would destroy my life. Let those who say to me, aha, be appalled at their shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in your name. May those who love salvation say, exalt the Lord always. Yet I am needy, think of me, my God, do not delay.
Consider this. I waited patiently. He did everything else. Time to sing. Ask yourself, share with another. Can you identify a place or places where you find yourself waiting on the Lord? Does waiting patiently have to mean waiting passively? What might active yet patient waiting look like? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.